The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. Today, my guest is a fellow life coach, and her name is Lori Koop. Both of us went through life coach certification training in 2011, and we very fast became friends with common values and beliefs that have steered our coaching and our own personal journeys. And we have found each other holding each other's hands through some of life's ups and downs, and it has been such a gift, the entire experience. And today we wanted to share with the audience some of our experience as life coaches in realizing the number of clients that both of us have worked with, and friends and family members that are out there that have some unrealized career aspirations and or some retirement dreams. And we just wanted to shed some light on steps that could be utilized in order to move in the directions of those dreams based upon our experience and what has worked for our clients. So we are going to go to break, and when we come back, Lori's going to join us, and we will share with you some of our strategies and tips on helping your dreams to come true. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
People from North Idaho are built for long, snowy winters.
And so are the Subarus they drive.
With symmetrical all-wheel drive, every Subaru handles winter's toughest challenges with ease. No matter how harsh the weather gets, your Subaru stays in control.
Add heated seats and advanced safety features, and you're ready for anything winter brings.
Celebrate the Subaru A Lot to Love event now through March 31st at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work, and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt. My guest today is Lori Koop. She's a fellow life coach with me, and we are going to share with you some of the tips and strategies that we have for helping you to bring a career or retirement goal to life. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Thank you for taking the time out to help me share some ideas since over all these years, what is it now, 14 years since we got started, and we've had a lot of similar experiences working with clients in coaching for careers. And now after all these years, we've kind of come along with an idea that we both feel passionate about in helping people who are either experiencing loss or finding themselves single and how to navigate life a little bit differently. So I'm super excited about that. And we haven't totally fleshed it out, but I just thought it would be nice for us to kind of share the process that we're going through and, you know, hopefully tap into those who might be listening that have a similar aspiration to bring one of their dreams or ideas forward in the world.
Great.
Yes.
I'm excited to share as well.
Yeah. So do you want to share a little bit about your experience as a life coach and what your passion is and why you do it?
Well, the reason I'm coming back to life coach, so I can say I did 10 years straight of just life coaching, and I loved it. It was my favorite work. I loved helping people with their you know, personal life or their entrepreneurial life and then career life. So I was talking with a lot of different people around a lot of different areas, and I loved the variety. And it tended to always come back to, you know, the love and support of oneself and one's dreams.
Right.
And then at some point, I think I just wanted to connect in with a bigger organization. And I think a lot of that had to do with working by myself. And
sure.
So, yeah, I've taken a little respite and it's calling me back coaching, because I think of when I was the happiest. And I do think we deserve to be happy and that life is rather short. So, yeah, that's how you and I came back together.
Yep.
I said to myself, if I come back to coaching, I'm not coaching alone.
Right.
And that's what we're exploring together, which is the way I would do it and really excites me. So,
yes. And it excites me to get to work with you too. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, so I just kind of roughly did an outline of kind of some overviews of, if someone has an idea that has come to them for whatever reason, it could be a passion, it could be a cause, it could be, you know, just something that you want to know more about or a fascination. You may have had it from the time that you were younger, or it may have just all of a sudden shown up. But one of the things that I always remember us kind of as a goal for us, for our clients, is to take that someday something's going to happen aspect and move it into now. What can you do now to start realizing that dream and quit putting it off and just having it on the back burner for years or a lifetime? And so basically I just kind of roughed out that the first thing you probably need to do is you need to connect with that idea, the passion or who your people are. And based on my experience with my clients and in my own life, I think the number one reason or motivation or inspiration behind someone's career or even retirement goal might be either one of the biggest losses in someone's life or one of the biggest satisfactions in one's life or the, one of the best experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that for myself, losing my husband and having a total lack of career direction when I was younger, and then my husband having horrific career dissatisfaction, that definitely was an inspiration for me going into life coaching and career coaching. What about you?
Well, I think the reason coming back to coaching is kind of related to your situation, which is I lost my partner 4 years ago, and it just really brought to light again that life is limited, mm-hmm. that we don't have forever,
yep.
and that if we do have something in our hearts and like a mission, a deeper reason that has kept surfacing, that's
yep.
what was happening to me, is like it's arisen again, and I have to look at it, especially given, you know, the loss and the reality that there isn't forever, and that if I don't move on it, it, you know, now's the time. There's no reason to wait.
Yes.
Because you can also, I know we're going to get into it, but you can start with just baby steps.
Yes.
And then you are moving in that direction. So.
And the thing that I love about your journey is that you did veer off and you went in another direction that was calling your name at the time. And mm-hmm. yet you, the life coaching aspect, it just knocked on your door again. It's like, okay, wait a second. This is something that is still near and dear to your heart. And maybe there's a little mm-hmm. bit of a different emphasis to it. And I think that a lot of the people that I've worked with and the people that I've known feel like once they veer off from something that they can't go back.
Mm. So, I think there's seasons.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's seasons, and that's what I've realized in my own life, that in the moment of like going back to work for somebody, mm-hmm. it was the exact right thing at the exact right time. And so it served that purpose. And then now is, you know, I'm feeling something different within, just having the space, I guess, but you know, timing is a big thing. And, if you are, ready for it and you're listening for it, it, you know, I was thinking before we were going to talk, it's like, it won't leave you alone.
Yes.
Those kinds of deep rooted, missions, I think, the things that maybe I was trying to figure out, okay, so, you know, the call, or, you know, do we have just one purpose? Is there a mission for us to pursue, or is it, various, like potential different ideas? So I'm still not sure exactly, but I do know the reality of me is that I am not able to say no again.
Right.
You know, I have to put this into action.
Yes. And I, you know, and I think the beauty of that is to be open to that and to be receptive. You know, I still encounter parents whose children are graduating from high school, and they everyone in the family is getting stressed out because they feel like they have to pick a career path that they're going to pursue for God knows, it's not going to be that way, but they think for the rest of their lives. And that is such a daunting task when kids that are in high school have basically very limited experience with the world of work. And then to be asked to make such a big decision that costs a lot of money and a lot of time and effort. And so I think to allow that freedom throughout your career journey, throughout your life to say, there's going to be different life experiences that are going to come along and show me different things. And that's totally okay.
Yes. And
No, go ahead.
But I was just going to add that Ellis just, my daughter just graduated college and went through a very stressful time trying to figure it out.
Yes.
And I was trying to tell her, just take the next job.
Right.
That you enjoy and let it lead you to, that path.
Yes.
It is an unfolding.
And have fun with it. It's not fun to think you have to pick something that you've never experienced and commit your whole entire life to it. So if you can just take it one step at a time and find the pleasure in it and see where that leads you from there, I think that would relieve a lot of stress on parents and kids. It's that crucial time in their life. And let them go play a little bit. So I think that's a good thing. And I know that just because when I was in high school and I couldn't figure out my career path, I thought I was the only person on the planet that didn't know how to do that. And now it's so interesting that here I am, so many decades down the road, and it's still happening for, teenage kids today. So that's something that I just wish we could let everybody know that at whatever time in your career path or along your life path you decide to make a change, just take a little step and just like you said, and move in that direction and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So another idea that can help you to move along the path is if you've noticed that you have participated in some sort of an experience that you just find yourself getting lost in, you can't stop learning more about, and you just have this natural curiosity for, is what's in it, and where can you, find out a little bit more about it, and what can you learn? And I know that from my own life experience, when I started my master's degree in college so I could be a school counselor. And of course, the courses were very specific in what I had to take. And they were not necessarily things I was interested in, but they were just a part of what was required in order for me to get a master's degree. And for whatever reason, I was just called to discontinue my master's degree because, I had two little kids and a husband who was traveling all the time, and I just didn't have the bandwidth to do it all. So I just said, someday I will go back and pursue my master's and finish this up. And then all of a sudden, I discovered life coaching, and we were given the freedom to pretty much design our career path and information that we wanted to glean as we were training and to just figure it out on our own. And we all have gone kind of in our own directions and followed different mentors and different programs and really made something that is unique to who we are and the people we want to serve. So what about your experience and your thoughts on that?
It's interesting because I do think there's evolution in that as well. I never would have moved in the direction of, identifying ideal clients as being those who have lost spouses.
Mm-hmm.
But having been through the suffering myself, it felt like that I had heard it talked about as in coaching as well, that the direction often is where we've had the success in our own life, the suffering and the breakthroughs, and we've been through it so that we can turn around and the visual is hold another's hand and help them along their path in the same way we had to journey through. And I found that to be very relatable because it's so fresh in my mind, and because there's so much passion around helping those that are suffering in a way I can identify with.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Many hands can definitely lighten the load. And believe it or not, it's already time for us to go to break. So we will continue with this topic when we come back. So stay tuned.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions, because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
There's always a fiesta at Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Ave in Sandpoint. And now, Taco Tuesdays are even better. They'll still have your favorite crispy beef and chicken tacos for $3, but they've added new options. Carne asada, Baja fish, shrimp or blackened shrimp tacos for $5, plus beer and margarita specials. Don't forget, every Sunday is Magic Sunday with Star Alexander, and Mondays are Margarita Mondays. Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant, serving fine Mexican cuisine in Sandpoint since 1992.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
It's time to prepare for spring, and North 40 Outfitters has all the outdoor power equipment you need to clean up your yard. For a limited time, save up to $500 on Husqvarna Zero Turn or riding lawnmowers. Got chickens? Check out our selection of starter and layer feeds with savings up to $4.50 off. And gear up for fun with up to 20% off turkey hunting essentials. Seasonal savings are on right now at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
Hi, everybody. It's Toshi here from Connie's Cafe and Lounge in downtown Sandpoint. Most people know Connie's for great breakfast and Bloody Marys, but Connie's has grown to be so much more. The first choice for family gatherings and community events. Every day, the lounge features a different way to connect with the community. Pool tournament, the fastest growing interactive trivia, cribbage, and live local musicians every Friday and Saturday night. Connie's Cafe and Lounge in Sandpoint, where families and communities connect.
Snow days are the best days, especially when there's fresh powder on the mountain.
But getting there, that's where Subaru Symmetrical All-Wheel Drive comes in. Glide up the icy roads with confidence and enjoy stability on every twist and turn.
Pack your gear, load up the crew, and let the heated seats keep you warm on the way.
Because with Subaru, getting up to the ski hill is just as thrilling as the ride down.
Celebrate the Subaru A Lot to Love event now through March 31st at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT, KPFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Lori Koop, and we are both career and life coaches, and we are talking about how to take an idea that keeps calling your name and move it forward by taking action. So we just kind of concluded with like getting an idea and connecting with your passion and also finding out like who your people are and how you might be able to serve them. And I think just to say in summary that life experiences have all sorts of information to guide you and to listen. And if you feel a nudge in a certain direction, just take some action, ask some questions, and see where it might lead you. So I think the next step would be for you to move forward in your dream is to find a way to connect with outside inspiration and resources to move forward, and to ask yourself the questions like, how can I find out some more? What am I curious about? What needs are out there? And what could I do by simply spending some time on the internet or talking to people and getting some ideas from their perspective? So, Lori, what ideas or suggestions do you have along those lines?
Well, just you speaking about, you know, doing that research and looking for more information, it made me think about the body compass, the tool that we learned from Martha Beck, and how it travels with us and is really an indicator of, you know, when the inside speaks, yippee, or that just getting excited from within, that's such a great guide. Because you may think about a big subject, but perhaps there's a piece of that subject that you want to pursue, and the other is uninspiring.
Yes.
And yeah, the body's such a great indicator of, like, yes, continue in that direction, and no way am I interested in this kind of work.
Right.
And so as you do that, I have spoken to you recently, even doing a survey or setting about meeting potential clients and identifying, you know, where their needs are and how I might be able to serve and help them with that, with the very specifics of their suffering.
And tell me where I'm wrong, but I believe that that's basically you just got that inspired, that energy, that, you know, that kind of like, yes, the absolute yes in your physical body saying move forward with us when you came upon the idea that kind of landed in your lap about working with those who had lost spouses. So was that a kind of a visceral feeling for you?
So a little step back was I ran into a former client, coach client, who loved working with me and has just was very sweet to express his indebtedness to the work that we did many years ago. And so when he came back into my life, I then wanted to support him. And he also was encouraging me to, from the client side, to get back into coaching. And so he's been a great resource for me, because then now he's taken it upon himself to create classes, and I signed up for the class to re-look at turning business or turning coaching into a business, and how you actually can sustain yourself doing this work in a way that, you know, that feels good all around.
Right. So everything kind of synergistically came together.
Yes.
For you.
Oh yes.
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 And I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. I had a lot even of other coaches from like 14 years ago reach out to me out of the blue. And so those are really important things, I think, also to add to how do I select my future? Well, it's kind of showing itself in a lot of ways if we just keep our eyes open. And again, notice how the body responds when these intersections take place.
Yes. And I think that it also, one of the factors that was in that synergy for you was the fact that how your body was feeling about your, you know, your job that you were employed doing. And it was a pretty clear message there. So tell us a little bit about what was going on with you and helping you get some more clarity on that decision. Not necessarily in the job itself, but how you were feeling about it.
Yeah, I will say I do love what I do, but it stopped really feeding me in a way that felt deeper.
Right.
That it was more heart mission based, or I lost. It wasn't deeply feeding for me, and I could keep doing the job that I'm doing. And I do enjoy aspects of it, but I feel like, oh gosh, how do I even describe it? It feels like a lot of things have happened in my life. Again, the loss of a partner makes me recognize life doesn't last forever, and that I have something creative and exciting and purposeful to offer before I, you know, well, I don't know that I'll ever retire, but honestly, I think if you do what you love, there's really no need.
Right. Or desire. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's way better than a paycheck could even ever feel.
Also, you know, it reminds me of this idea of travel. A lot of people retire to travel, but if you design your business to be able to travel, you know, a lot of jobs even now are remote based.
Yes.
Or you could bring groups. I mean, it depends on what your vision is. But it would be great to incorporate the things that you're passionate about into what you create.
Exactly. And on the topic of travel and talking about resources, is if you just gave yourself the assignment of spending 5 minutes of perusing the internet on ways that you could either volunteer while traveling, or you could get education or training while traveling. There are so many organizations out there that are, I mean, I just did this right before the show, and I was like, I could spend so much more time on it because there's just wonderful opportunities. So like some of the ones that I looked at were Volunteer Match, Idealist, Go Overseas, and for some training and education programs, there's the Solo Traveler, Discover Core, and Outward Bound. I mean, if any of this is calling your name, just take some time and just see what's out there, because there is really something for everybody, and pretty much anywhere in the internationally, you can find an opportunity to go meet people that are like-minded and, you know, maybe finally get an opportunity to get some more information or experience doing something that you've always been excited to learn about and been putting it off. So maybe just spend a little bit of time there.
We are so lucky to be born at this time there are no boundaries.
Right.
The fact that we have the internet and we can reach into every corner of the world without stepping into an airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember phone calling was just simply picking up the phone and having to, you know, rotary dial. Now you can see people and, you know, form groups in as just the ideas come to you. It's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
In that way.
Absolutely. And the other resource that I wanted to touch on a little bit is, if you have an idea and you want to get some more idea, ways to bring it forward and maybe to hone in a little bit more on what people might need or who your people are, you came up with a survey, which I thought that was really interesting. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you did that?
Well, it was part of my training in the course that I was taking, but it was outlined very specifically to ask the questions that would be pain points for the individual I was talking with. Many of my women, and they were widows, had different, you know, everyone had a different story, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And have come to a certain place in time. So it was just a way to get a feel of the kinds of clients that potentially could be my clients, and areas that, let's say, keep them awake at night at 3 o'clock or, just different. It was really great because I can see how even smaller individual things for certain people are probably also being experienced by many people and could be, you know, part of a social community. communication around, you know, helping others.
Right. So, yeah, your survey not only helps you to identify what the needs are, but also, you know, how you might move forward and organize anything that you feel that you are called to do. And mm-hmm. do you feel like you got that clarity?
I feel like I got the next step of clarity, and I think that there would be there will be a more fine-tuned next step survey.
Right.
Because, you know, there was such a broad selection of people that I knew that had lost spouses, but now honing in on very more specifically, you know, what I see as the person I want to help or the program I want to offer.
Right.
Really more that.
Yeah.
Once you identify who it is, it's what do I want to do to help them? And as I mentioned, everyone has a different story, but there are definitely threads of commonality that I can see. One, community, and two, travel. They want to have these exciting trips, but they don't want to travel alone.
Gotcha.
So,
and you wouldn't know that information if you hadn't put that survey in. So that action got you a lot more clarity. So once again, we need to go to break. Please stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Colorectal cancer is one of the most common cancers in both men and women and is also one of the most preventable. Regular screenings starting at age 45 are important since most early colorectal cancers do not produce symptoms. The good news is that colorectal cancer is one of the most treatable cancers, especially when detected early. Kiniksu Community Health wants to make sure you don't forget your rear bumper protection. Schedule an appointment with your provider today and ask about your screening options. Learn more at kchni.org.
Ready for an evening of wild adventure and inspiration? Join Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Friday, March 28th, 7 p.m. at the Panetta Theater. This year's theme is Wild at Heart, with films about our love of nature and the many ways we can protect and enjoy it. Proceeds go to hands-on learning for kids in the great outdoors, stewardship of our local trails, and keeping the Scotchman's wild. That's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at scotchmanpeaks.org/events.
Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by Leaf Garden, happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors, expert advice, tasty food, and a fun scavenger hunt. What more could you ask for? The first 100 visitors each day will receive a free flower seed packet made for our local growing season. Scavenger hunters can win one of three $500 Visa gift cards. Don't miss out. Hours are Friday, noon to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just $7 or $5 with a non-perishable food donation for the local food bank. Get your tickets and bring the whole family for an unforgettable weekend. Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by Leaf Garden, happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors. See you at the Home and Garden Show, where inspiration grows.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KPFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Lori Koop, who is a fellow life coach. And we have been discussing how to take a career idea or retirement idea and to move forward with it so that you can actually live that dream. And I think kind of to summarize it up a little bit is, first of all, to notice what inspires you, either by it being a passion or some sort of an interest that you've had, and just kind of let that guide you and notice what your body's telling you as far as having some energy about it and inspiration to move forward, or if it's telling you no. It might not be exactly what you're looking for. So just to notice that. And then to gather some information, either look on the internet or find somebody that's actually in that area of work or has experienced what you want to experience, and let them give you some ideas and direction on how to move forward. And then just even if you have to take the smallest steps, the next thing to do is to just stay the course. And I think the number one way to stay inspired to do so is to remember why you're doing it. What is your why for it? Mm-hmm. If there's a certain population that you want to serve, or there's a mission that you feel compelled to facilitate, then make sure that that's at the forefront, and it will definitely make things easier and much more energizing to do so. And you don't have to do it all at one time, and you don't have to know how to do everything. It's like a friend of mine has always told me, it's like, if you're going to eat an elephant, you're going to just eat it in small bites. And that has always been a really good visual for me. It's like, you know, I can only take so much on at one time, and I want to enjoy it. So, just to take it in whatever size bites feels comfortable for you. Any input on that from you, Lori?
Yes. I find that when I speak to clients and they have a big dream, they do not know how they're going to get to step, let's say, 20, but they do know the very next step.
Yes.
And they don't have to know, and nor will they even know, you know, that 20th, 50th, 100th step. And it doesn't even involve them. What involves them is that one next step.
Yes.
And I've never known anyone not to know the next step. Now, whether they take it or not, you know, is it another question.
Right.
If they, you know, move forward. I think that's that idea of keeping on, keeping on. When it's not easy, or when it seems a little challenging.
Yep.
There might be a hiccup, something unexpected, but it's really about that next step and staying consistent with, you know, making that move.
Yes. And I think that sometimes we get caught up in something like, I need to develop my website, which can be a daunting thought, because there's so much that goes into it, and it's a very time consuming project. But if you can back it down to, you know, maybe I could pick a template, or maybe I could research somebody that could help me, and just like break it down into the smallest tiny step that you could do right now and feel good about it, and see where that takes you next. And I think that to just kind of keep backing things down into manageable pieces is definitely a much more energizing way to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
So
the website too, a lot of times you don't know yet a lot of things.
Right.
So when jump into a website instead of, you know, really honing in on why you would want to tell people about your business. Maybe, you know, I think that the farther into the exploration, the easier the website will, you know, compose itself.
Yes, exactly. And there are so many great resources out there now to kind of facilitate that. And you know, and like you said, I think can definitely help guide you on, you know, what it is that you want to do. And the same thing, whether you're looking at travel, like, oh, you know, I have this aspiration to go to, you know, Asia. And it's like sometimes that's just way too big. And, you know, maybe if you get out there and you just Google, you know, like, tours or trips or, you know, adventures in different parts of the world that you want to explore, then some of those ideas will just come to you and you don't have to figure it all out at once, mm-hmm. which I think makes it a lot more manageable and fun.
Definitely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, is one of the things. And like you said, there are always going to be some bumps along the way. That's just part of the deal. And to be able to identify different resources that, can facilitate along the way. Maybe you have a friend or a coach or a mentor who might be able to be a sounding board for you if you have some of those things come along the way that can give you a different perspective and, you know, kind of lighten the load for you so you're not trying to carry it all by yourself. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention the idea of the mastermind,
mm-hmm.
which is a collection of others that are in the same boat. They're,
right.
They come together with, let's say it's, you know, beginning entrepreneurs, and everyone at the table is dealing with something that you inevitably will also as an entrepreneur. So it's a great way and a resource to have others that are walking that same road.
Exactly. And, you know, and again, and I keep referring to this is across the board, no matter what your dream is, whether it's a career, whether it's a travel, whether it's having a partner in your life, it's all kind of the same process. It's being able to go through these steps will facilitate that no matter what it is that you're trying to do. And sometimes to get a group of people that are, like you said, kind of in the same boat together and bounce ideas off of one another is a great idea to have some accountability and to have some inspiration mm-hmm. and, you know, have somebody that's, you know, that can kind of be a confidant should certain things show up that you don't know how to handle or you just need some advice on a different way to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can get guides to masterminds online and, get a group of people that, you know, are just friends even and give it a shot and see how that goes to, you know, kind of guide each other.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of experience with that, right?
Mm, I actually even want to do it with my new vision
yeah.
that, I see that. When I was doing my survey, there's a lot of women that are alone and would like that communal peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it doesn't matter why you're gathering, but it does make sense to gather around a common need. And so it could be an entrepreneurial need or it could be even parenting need.
Yes.
It could be, you know, career change need, whatever.
Right.
Like it's like we center around the suffering and the helping of one another.
Absolutely.
In the same theme.
And I think one of the beauties in doing a mastermind is to realize that rather than keeping yourself isolated with your questions, your fears, your doubts, to bring them forward with like-minded people and to share the fact that, you know what, we're all the same. We all go through the same things. Mm-hmm. But if you stay isolated and you stay away from people, you're not necessarily going to be able to understand that. And there is so much peace in knowing that other people are going through similar experiences and also, you know, we can help each other along that path.
Mm-hmm. I have found that some people are on the high. And when there's some people on the low, it's a very good equalizer
yes.
that those that are, you know, succeeding can bring that energy to those that are, you know, weathering some storms or learning new things.
Absolutely. Anyways, Lori, I can't believe it, but time's up already. I so appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your expertise. I'm very much looking forward to us working together and bringing our dreams to reality. And I would say thank you so much for listening in today. That's our show. Be sure to tune in next month. And in the meantime, get out there and really live your life.